If you were trying to choose a soundtrack of the civil rights movement, there would be a few obvious choices. Mahalia Jackson singing spirituals, or Pete Seeger singing protest songs. Well, now, one respected duo makes the case that jazz, too, should be on the list. The Mitchell Ruff Duo recently performed for a group of Providence, Rhode Island high school students. Fred Mogul of member station WRTI was there.
The Mitchell Ruff Duo has played a lot of schools and community centers. Pianist Wyke Mitchell says he's suffered through a lot of insulting instruments. But he sat off stage before the Providence performance with a frustrated, never before and never again look on his face. Like a microsurgeon asked to operate with a set of steak knives, Mitchell was given a tinny electronic keyboard. Then the program began, and a reassuring voice rang through the gym.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the clanging discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood.
After a few minutes of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, a moment of silence, and a brief introduction, Mitchell and his partner, bassist and French horn player Willie Ruff, took the flimsy makeshift stage in front of 1,000 students from 4 different high schools, with all the poise they'd display at a Greenwich Village club or a Parisian concert hall. In addition to being a touring jazz musician, Willie Ruff is a lecturer and music instructor at Yale University.
The piece you just heard was the newest blues you ever heard because we just made it up. And we call it the Independent Schools of Providence. Stop!
Ruff started his lecture at the Moses Brown Private School with a history lesson about a violent 1739 slave rebellion in South Carolina.
This entire insurrection had been organized through the talking drum, the drum that speaks, language-carrying device. And law was made against the talking drum. It was prohibited. African slaves could no longer play drums that spoke.
Willie Ruff and Dwight Mitchell have been performing for grade school and high school kids for much of their nearly 50 years together. The two men met in a segregated Air Force band in 1947. After the service, they both went off to study classical music, Ruff at Yale and Mitchell at Philadelphia's Curtis Institute. They hooked up again in the Lionel Hampton Orchestra before heading off on their own. After the Providence performance, Ruff told how the duo regularly played a high-class New York bar called the Hickory House, where an up-and-coming minister and civil rights leader came by every now and then for dinner.
It wasn't unusual in the late 1950s to see young Martin King in the audience having dinner alone and listening to jazz. To see him out there, it was still like it was to see a promise in the making. He had not emerged yet, but it was just encouraging for us as young musicians to see that this music had an appreciation among his crowd.
Pianist Dwight Mitchell says the music they made wasn't divorced from the political struggles engulfing Black America in the 1950s and 60s.
It had the same emotional impact as Go Down Moses. We do the same thing. I don't think we cared whether we were being received. We just believed in ourselves and believed in the music that we were playing. That was so strong within us. I think that if nobody had listened, I think that I would have still played the same thing that I played.
When bassist Willie Ruff thinks of the civil rights movement, he thinks of the Charles Mingus tune, Fables of Faubus, mocking Arkansas's notorious anti-integration governor.
Oh, Lord, don't let them shoot us. Oh, Lord, don't let them stab us. Oh, Lord, don't let them torn feather us. Oh, Lord, no more swastikas.
Ruff also recalled one day in 1972, when a Yale gathering of jazz legends was interrupted by a bomb scare.
Mingus decided that he was not going to evacuate. He got on the microphone, he says, all of y'all follow what the police says. He says, y'all get out. Get Duke out first. And then UB Blake and Noble Sissel and Cootie Williams, get all of them out of here first. He says, but I'm going to stay. And I'm going to play Sophisticated Lady. And he played Sophisticated Lady on my bass. I'm saying, Jesus, protect Charles. And I won't mention the bass. If you protect Charles, the bass will come through, right? He's talking all the time as people are going out. He says, it's a beautiful afternoon. All my heroes are here. It's a great day to die. Yeah, that's what he said, you know. It's a great day to die, and I'm staying right here. That's protest. That's struggle music.
Mitchell and Ruff never said it, but everyone there seemed to get it. The soundtrack of liberation can be what we think of as struggle or protest music, but it doesn't have to be. It can also be the music of pure joy, the music of two partners evangelizing what they love, plucking, growling, shouting, and rocking a flimsy fake piano.
Shoot me while I'm happy!
Afterwards, students and teachers talked as if they had been to a musical lecture on the life and message of Dr. Martin Luther King, even though Mitchell and Ruff didn't mention him specifically. Brianna Simonian is a sophomore at the Lincoln School.
Coming from two African-American musicians themselves, they've been influenced in their own ways by Martin Luther King, and I think through the music you hear, like, different things. You can hear, like, the power of, like, how music can influence us in many different ways and see the ways that maybe Martin Luther King and how he tried to spread his word through speech, they tried to spread their word through music.
For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in Providence, Rhode Island.